Well, I'm going to say good morning while we're waiting for the title page to come up here. My name is Amanda Green, and I'm a certified health education specialist with Valley Preferred's benefit program. Today, my colleague Carol Michaels and I are presenting on the Benefit Toolkit, winner of the Public Health Education and Health Promotion Materials competition for the other category. For my colleague and I, the following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to the presentation existed during the past 12 months. Employment by the commercial entity Valley Preferred. And by the end of the presentation, participants will be able to describe methods and design techniques used to develop the Benefit Toolkit, describe how the Benefit Toolkit guides users to develop a comprehensive worksite wellness program based on the United States Department of Health and Human Services Strategic Prevention Framework. So, Valley Preferred is a regional preferred provider organization, or PPO. And for anyone familiar with that or not so much, it's not an insurance company. It's a network of doctors and hospitals. And we're based in the Lehigh Valley area of Pennsylvania. Our mission is to ensure high-value health care, satisfied patients, and positive outcomes at an affordable cost. As you can see from the images here, on the left are regional area and network hospitals. And our location is a midpoint among East Coast metropolitan areas from the picture on the right. We are located approximately halfway between Philadelphia and New York City. And not only has the Lehigh Valley been a historical center of industry, it maintains a diverse and growing population and appeal to a variety of businesses. As a preferred provider organization, Valley Preferred connects all the critical links in healthcare, including patients, employers, physicians, and payers. Valley Preferred also builds relationships that empower individuals to be more proactive in their own health. These relationships help build a bridge between individuals and the health-enhancing services and support available to them. The result of this is better health outcomes for individuals. One way we build this bridge is with Benefit. Benefit is Valley Preferred's suite of corporate health education and wellness programs available to all employers. Our Benefit clients represent a variety of Lehigh Valley's employers. These include employers of all sizes, local, national, and international businesses, diverse blue-collar and white-collar jobs, and unique work environments, including employers with employees that are off-site or in the field, and also employers with multiple locations. Working with a variety of employers provided insight into several corporate health and wellness needs, a need for a standalone resource to guide and support their wellness efforts, and guidance for reaching dispersed employee populations or diverse employees. Most business clients lack the expertise of an on-site staff member with a background in health or health promotion. They also lack an individual of any background charged with the company's preventative health initiatives, full-time or part-time. Most business clients also have minimal resources, if any, dedicated to corporate wellness programs. This could include staff, time, budget, supplies, or other resources. Helping employers address these needs provided a basis for the initial Benefit Toolkit concept. Applied research was incorporated from the earliest stages of the toolkit's conception. The strategic prevention framework model shown here is a systemic community-based approach to ensure that programs can and do produce sustainable results. While created to address substance abuse, it is very similar to how we at Valley Preferred practice health promotion for worksite health. The idea to use research findings and evidence-based programs to build capacity when applied to work sites became a supporting framework for developing the toolkit. Health education theories and models, including individual theories such as stages of change and health belief model, and group theories such as organizational change model, provided guidance for the toolkit and overall organization and structure. A focus on morbidity and mortality for U.S. healthcare costs was used when providing examples and resources within the tool and to address the often driving interest in corporate wellness from an employer's perspective, addressing healthcare costs. Finally, worksite health promotion sources were utilized, such as the Partnership for Prevention's Healthy Workforce publications. Much of this research and background provides a key differential between our toolkit and various other tools that exist. Development methods from beginning were selected to involve the end user, the employer, through the entire process. Participant recruitment of employers included, selection to represent the various employers, sizes, and industries that Benefit works with, outreach directly to the employer representatives to request their participation in a one-hour interview. An overview of the tool was provided, and meetings were scheduled with those willing to participate at the time of the call. Incentives were provided to participants at the interview and in follow-up to the interview to thank them for their feedback and participation. In-depth interviews were conducted at the employer's location for the convenience of the representative and for insight into the work environment. Representatives selected were individuals that Benefit had prior contact with and were most often of a human resource background. When permissible by the client and the representative, interviews were recorded and transcription service was used. From the interviews and transcriptions, we summarized interviews results and themes. A health literacy consultant was also used during the development process, providing additional guidance on the structure and content of the tool through initial and subsequent versions of the tools. A focus group was held following the in-depth interviews. An incomplete draft of the tool was utilized at the focus group. The draft tool included an outline of the scope of material, a draft sample chapter, and a physical mock-up of the tool. Health literacy consultants was used to moderate the focus group. Surveys were also used to gather feedback from the participants. Ongoing assessments have been performed related to pricing, marketing, needs, and availability, and have been done in multiple modalities with clients, brokers, insurance representatives, and other stakeholders. Results of the development process were incorporated into the final product's organization, design, content, and resources. I'll now turn it over to my colleague, Carol Michaels, who will spend the next several minutes demonstrating how the Benefit Toolkit is organized and what it contains.
Good morning, and thanks, Amanda. So, This is how the final Benefit Product Toolkit appears, and you can see a physical example of it up here on the front of the desk. Specific product qualities that we identified through these in-depth interviews and the focus groups through our qualitative research process revealed that both physical and electronic pieces were desirable by the client to serve their needs. The toolkit is presented in a sturdy three-ring binder format with accompanying CD-ROMs that you can see in the front there that contain the electronic components of the material, which are located in a back pocket of the binder. Since the toolkit needed to be in a format where various pieces could be easily accessed by the client as needed, grab-and-go pages, as we call them, and a binder format were specifically created and used for these purposes. Amanda described how the concept of the toolkit was born and how qualitative research with our clients informed the design and development. However, we did not want the Benefit Toolkit to be seen only as a book. It's very important that we empower our corporate leaders to adopt, promote, and sustain a culture of health and wellness in the workplace and provide the tools for them to do so through this product. The toolkit is over 180 pages of material that includes both printed and electronic information. The content is written with plain language and health literacy concepts in mind. This makes the resource easy to follow and comprehend by the user. Expert consultation with our staff of certified health education specialists is also included during the first 12 months that a client would use this resource. This is to assist the client with using the toolkit so that they are empowered to make the most of this investment piece in future years of use. While health promotion models tend to be cyclical in nature, an easy to follow linear format is available in the toolkit with five content theme areas and five sections or steps organized like progressive chapters. Content themes are included within each step to help meet the clients at various stages of their wellness planning. In addition, self-assessments located in each section of the toolkit assist the client with determining the needs of their corporate wellness program and how ready they are to build their company capacity. Each of the five content pages can be identified throughout the toolkit by a simple bold icon that the user can easily identify. A magnifying glass identifies a self-assessment page to assist the user with evaluating their company culture and readiness within each section and to provide a baseline for taking the next step in the process. Take action pages, identified by two gears, explain why this step in the health promotion planning process is important to them and how to effectively get the job done. Puzzle pieces identify best practice pages, which provide the user with actual case studies of Valley Preferred Benefit clients who have met and overcome some of the same issues that are described within that section. Quick tip pages are identified by a big green check mark and are full of ideas to use the user's wellness program forward, regardless of where they are in their stage, whether they're just getting a program started, if they're trying to revive a program that they perhaps let go and are coming back to it, or if they're trying to manage with limited resources, such as the time, money, and human capacity that Amanda mentioned before. And finally, grab-and-go pages indicate interactive tools, such as surveys, newsletter templates, all available as editable documents in the accompanying CD-ROM. At the front of the toolkit, we provide a comprehensive table of contents that lists each section and subsection in keeping with the color-coded theme of the entire resource. An introduction section includes background information about Valley Preferred and the benefit health education and wellness program that's available to the clients. This includes an overview of the personnel, clinicians, and other services and resources that that client can tap into as they work with us. Explanatory pages also instruct them how to use the toolkit and what's inside. Whether a business client is just getting started with a program or coming back to it after a while, solid company leadership, staff who believe in wellness, and sufficient background information to be able to plan their program is essential. Step one in the toolkit helps the user determine what kind of wellness program needs their company has, if their company wellness leaders are ready to support a wellness program, and to determine what health issues are specifically affecting their company's bottom line. Step two is all about the adage, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, and guides the user on how to identify program goals and objectives, select the appropriate health interventions to meet those program goals, and create a written action plan and timeline to plan appropriate company communication, participation strategies, and evaluation methods. Step three guides the user through the thinking and task delegation that is important to ensure that their company, program, or activity will happen as they planned. This includes defining team roles, establishing budgets, and establishing tasks. There's a focus on quality, as well as using all of the services and resources available through the client's healthcare network, whether or not that is the Valley Preferred Network or somewhere else in the country. And we also focus on how to increase participation and make the most of those relationships with their employees. Health educators learned during our training that the evaluation or measurement process is just as important as the needs assessment or planning stages. However, we know that this is often a step that is underdone or often skipped. So step four helps the toolkit user measure the success and investment that their program has, to gauge the employee feedback that they have received as they've implemented their programs, and to plan the next steps using the data that they acquired during the evaluation process. And the final step five is all about the resources and information that can help the toolkit user to sustain their company wellness program and be empowered to know where to seek assistance from their community stakeholders when they need it. During our research for the toolkit, when we asked our clients where they go first for health information, the resounding answer was Google. So we also included a discussion of how to find reliable and trustworthy health information resources, how to cite those sources when they would use them in something like a company wellness newsletter, and how to locate community resources that might be available to assist their company in the future for additional needs. This section also includes an overview of the five health behavior areas that drive the most morbidity and cost for employers: self-care, tobacco use, healthy eating, physical activity, and stress management. It also includes health observance calendars for monthly focus areas, tips for adapting your program to various types of industries and work shifts, and resource lists. Within the five section of content, there are many templates for the user to use. This slide shows you an example of one of the wellness newsletter templates that a client can customize with their logo, branding, and content. Six of these newsletter templates with various health topic themes are included in the CD-ROMs. This slide shows additional template examples for a wellness program flyer, a letter from a company executive leader to employees to endorse the wellness program, and the sample needs and interest survey, all of which are fully customizable by the user. Valley Preferred is currently in a very aggressive marketing campaign to raise awareness of the Benefit Toolkit's ability to our current clients, the general business community, and key stakeholders like insurance brokers and health promotion and human resource professionals. This shows you two of our current billboard and poster campaigns that can currently be seen in the Lehigh Valley, and an article in the Valley Preferred Advisor, which is an electronic and print-based newsletter that is distributed to Valley Preferred clients and stakeholders. We also created a separate landing page for the toolkit on our website and recently launched a 2-minute interactive video for communicating the value of the Benefit Toolkit and our team to the end user. We are so honored to be recognized by APHA for this public health education and health promotion materials contest. It is our hope that businesses of all industries, sizes, and readiness levels of implementing worksite health will find value in our toolkit product and use it to invest in improving the quality of health at their companies. I'd like to thank you for your interest and time this morning in attending. And on behalf of the Benefit team and APHA, we thank you for this opportunity. We look forward to your questions at the end.